I can only speak for myself when it comes to Normie transfers. I was elected by the people of University City, and the issues that I had in mind, one, which is one of the most important issues, has to do with our accreditation. And right now we are at a 67 out of 140, which technically is a provisional accreditation. And the majority of students coming from Normandy are at below basic or at basic, which is 80% of all the students transferring. And a good bulk of those kids are at the high school. We've been working really aggressively to increase our outcomes for our students so that we can get to a full accreditation. Their outcomes would only negatively affect us. And so that was one of my priorities in voting the way that I did. The other reason why I voted the way that I did is because of uncertainty. The uncertainty of whether or not St. Louis City Public Schools is going to end up being unaccredited. And I think if we open the door for a few, we don't have control of what would happen in the future. The other reason why I voted the way that I did is because our financial forecast is in the red. So in the next 3 years, we're already showing that we're in the hole. And so even if we accept certain students, we don't know if we're going to have to get teacher coaches, other teachers. We don't know what we're going to have to do. And the State Board of Education is so inconsistent and unaware what state law says. They're creating their own rules. And I don't want to be subject to anything that they do that is unconstitutional or illegal. And that is what they're doing right now. They are creating guidelines to school districts that is completely illegal. A great example of that is their suggested tuition. It goes counter to what is in 167.131.2. And I'm totally against that. And school districts shouldn't be going against the law. The law states how you calculate what your tuition is going to be. And that's why you saw our second vote as 6-0. We all agreed to that. Even though we were divided on the first question, we all agreed that the tuition that we would accept students, if we were to accept students, would be at the status that, or at the rate that the statutes provide.